Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
The only votes cast that have actually been counted and reported, Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. They vote just after midnight. This is kind of their tradition. First to vote in this unincorporated small community in a small township in New Hampshire. Population E is 6. Okay. Votes cast today, 6.
The president, 3 for Kamala Harris, 3 for Donald Trump.
So officially right now we are tied.
All right.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Tuesday, November 5th. Talk about this day for a long time. Polls now open in the state of Wisconsin on this election day, where officially the race for president is a tie. Yes. The only votes cast that have actually been counted and reported, Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. They vote just after midnight. This is kind of their tradition. First to vote in this unincorporated small community in a small township in New Hampshire. Population E is 6. Okay. Votes cast today, 6.
The president, 3 for Kamala Harris, 3 for Donald Trump.
So officially right now we are tied.
All right. That's interesting that they announce.
Right?
The number of votes.
Well, there's only 6. Yeah. Like, no need to take it to central count there in Dixville Notch.
Did they do exit polling after they...
See, you know, what were the issues that affected... And you could probably, if they're all still standing there, figure out who's who, right?
Like, all right, yeah,
Johnson,
you voted this way.
I know which way you go. So, as mentioned, the polls remain open in our state until 8 p.m. tonight. When will we know, at least for Wisconsin, how our state goes? Milwaukee, we expect, will take the longest in returning results. Absentee ballots for the city of Milwaukee at more than 100,000. They will be counted at the Baird Center today downtown. Tonight, once tabulated, then get added to the total from the polls throughout the city, and then on a flash drive taken to the Milwaukee County Courthouse, where they are then included in the results reported out by Milwaukee County. So city election officials have predicted that process will not be completed until after midnight. Last year, I feel like it was 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
It was pretty early, but we had a larger swell of the mail-in. This time, it's more of the in-person voting.
And this time, they totally knew what to expect.
Right.
Like, that was sort of new, this large number of absentee ballots to process.
And there had been talk at one point, the state legislature did discuss the idea of changing the law to allow some of these votes to be cast, or at least counted earlier, but Senate didn't take it up. So they decided they didn't want to change the law, which would have changed how they can do things.
A number of states did change their laws since 2020 to do exactly that, Michigan among them. Mm-hmm. So we expect an earlier result tonight in the state of Michigan. The parties haven't talked about this. Both Senator Tammy Baldwin running for re-election and challenger Eric Hovde, they will headquarter their teams in Madison tonight.
Yep.
Senator Baldwin will be at the Orpheum Theater on State Street. Hovde planning his party at Edgewater Hotel in
Madison. We have reporters heading to both of those parties. We also have reporters here locally at some of the gatherings.
So the big one for the Republicans will be at the Ingleside Hotel. They love that place.
Yeah, it's often like used. You're right.
Unofficial Republican headquarters for the state. Democrats will gather at the zoo. They are at the Peck Visitor Center to watch the returns there for the big races. As for the candidates... So it looks like former President Trump, will be in West Palm Beach. So he'll be staying at Mar-a-Lago and voting today. I guess he hadn't cast his ballot early. So he votes today in West Palm Beach. And the big watch party for them is at the Palm Beach Convention Center. Vice President Harris will be watching the returns at her alma mater, Howard University in Washington.
Now, one of the questions we had, you know, in the days leading up to today was, would the former president, would Trump declare victory early? Kind of like what he did 4 years ago. Would that be a strategy even to use to declare even when everything is not said and done? Now, Stephen Portnoy told us an hour ago that is not going to happen. He said that he's been told, at least by some spokespeople for the Trump campaign, that he would not declare early.
And then in terms of how it looks as we watch the returns tonight, I mean, a number of the polls will be closed by 6 o'clock our time tonight already on the East Coast. So you'll see some states going earlier than others, obviously. And whether or not, you know, we had the executive director, Megan Wolf, of the Wisconsin Election Commission, saying, like, any of these results that we're reporting out right now are unofficial.
Right.
You've sort of clarified what it means when states are called by the media.
Right. That's the Associated Press or other media entities that are making those calls using educated judgments in exit polling and that type of thing. That data in the past has led to some pretty early projections that ultimately, after certification, are still correct. This is different, though, when it's so thin, it's so razor thin, at least that's what the polls would indicate. You're not going to see a lot of states just all of a sudden be called early. I mean, there will be some. But there'll be some that they'll sit on for a long time because they don't know which way this is leaning.
And harder to interpret what it means to have X number of outstanding ballots still in this traditionally Republican area or this traditionally Democratic area.
Yeah, it's a different world now.
Ideology is shifting. Mm-hmm. People's votes are shifting based on the candidates, all of that.
Yep.
So could be a late one. 7:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
You thought this was going to be the game. You thought it was going to happen. The Bucks were down early to the Cavaliers, down by as many as 19, and they came all the way back.
Lillard driving, steps back, fires away from three, and he plants it right in the heart of the cylinder. Damian Lillard has put the Bucks ahead by three with a minute 18 to go.
But then it was 50 seconds to go, and a costly turnover by Lillard would cost them the game. They fall 116 to 114. So the Bucks are now 1-6. The Cavaliers still haven't lost, by the way. So, Coach Doc Rivers, how do you feel?
I think the team's very positive. I think they're upbeat. No one wants to lose. We got some tough games coming up. But one win at a time.
But this wasn't a win, so I don't know how you can say
one loss at a time. Yeah. We just take them one loss at a time.
Up next, the Jazz, Thursday night, right here on WTMJ.
Green Bay Packers now officially on the bye week. We'll return to practice next week, preparing for the Chicago Bears. Head coach Matt LaFleur said he told the guys to think this week about one thing they can each do to get better.
All of us can improve in some area, so that's the focus today, and I wanted our guys to know that leaving the building today so that when they come back on Monday that, you know, not only can they work on it over by on their own for the next 6 days or whatever, but when we get back and have practice next Monday, that there's got to be an intentionality behind that.
NFL trade deadline is today. 3 o'clock our time is when it expires.
We got one. Breaking news this morning. This one regarding the Detroit Lions. Your guy, Za'Darius Smith, is now a Detroit Lion. He's been on every team in the North, I think, except for the Bears.
I bet.
So they traded for him this morning. He was on the Browns. He is now a Detroit Lion.
Also quickly, Packers confirming that tight end Luke Musgrave did have ankle surgery but is expected to be back late this season. Monday Night Football to close out Week 9 in the NFL.
Caliendo comes in. He's eligible. Here is Hunt for the touchdown. Kansas City remains unbeaten.
ESPN, Joe Bunk, Kansas City Chiefs, a perfect 8-0, 30-24 in overtime over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
College basketball, the first games on the hardwood for Wisconsin, Marquette, UWM. So which teams won and by how many? Two words will describe it.
Boat races.
Yes, all three were boat races. Wisconsin wins big, so does Marquette, and so does UWM. UWM won. They beat Lakeland by almost 60 points. 118-62 was the final. And finally, friend of the program, our guy, Matt Arnold, Brewers GM and a senior VP, is executive of the year, voted on by his peers late Monday. He is executive of the year.
About time.
Yep.
7:19 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mostly cloudy skies today on our way to a high of 68 degrees with some scattered showers and sort of right in the middle part of the state, and it will extend into parts of southeast Wisconsin, a marginal risk for severe weather. Bringing in Storm Team 4, Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski this morning.
Yeah.
What's that mean, Niz?
Well, marginal risk is the lowest risk on the scale of 1 to 5, so don't be too alarmed. However, it is an interesting day, and you get a few of these in the fall, where the ingredients have changed a little bit from like your typical summertime setup. Basically, you have much stronger areas of low pressure, but a lot less instability. Obviously, we're not going to get the true heating of the day that you'd get in the middle of summer where you're in the 80s and anything could just trigger any, you know, a big storm. But you have just enough with the temperatures in the 60s and dew points in the lower 60s that if you have this area of low pressure coming through, it could spin up, one or two, strong to severe storms.
Either way, though, the likelihood that we all see a little bit of rain today, or is it, in fact, scattered?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's scattered, but I think at some point, everybody's going to be wet, multiple times today. Last night was another dud. Like, honestly, I thought we were going to get a pretty good conveyor belt of moisture that, much of the area would wake up to at least an inch of rainfall. That didn't pan out. However, I was just looking at some of the most recent computer model runs, and it looks like at the very least we're dealing with scattered showers throughout the entire election day. But there's also a decent chance, some indications that we have some heavier showers and some thunderstorms again, and it becomes a little bit more widespread. So I would plan on getting wet, at various times today, heading to the polls, heading to work. It's funny, Vince, how in the weather office or, at a TV station, the management on election day, us weather folks get to just kind of kick back and be like a fly on the wall, until all of a sudden it affects the polling numbers. If the weather's affecting the polling numbers, then all of a sudden they care about us. But normally we get to go just steal the pizza in the newsroom on election day.
I was wondering about that, Niz, how much time you getting in the 10 o'clock tonight?
Well, that's the thing. They're going to have to make time. If we got thunderstorms rolling through, they'll have to make some time, but yeah, I mean, if it was going to be another, sunny 60 degree day, then I'd probably get a minute if that, but yeah, it's obviously an exciting day for everybody. Keep an eye out for, again, I don't want to downplay the severe potential, but there is an ingredient out there. There's this area of low pressure is going to create enough spin in the environment that I wouldn't be shocked. And again, this isn't a declaration of a certainty. But if there was an isolated tornado or two somewhere in the state of Wisconsin today, and they probably would be the low-end variety, an EF0, EF1, there's just enough of that spin in the atmosphere that we'll be keeping an eye on any storm that develops.
Kind of some traffic, though, in the studio, though, because you got to share the chroma key wall and the big monitors
with the likes of old
Chuck Benson out there doing his Steve Kornacki breaking down the maps. I mean, that's your area.
And I got to be on standby to show maybe some reporter who's not fully comfortable with how the chroma key works, show them a little bit of things. Yeah. So I'll be put to work today. It's funny. It's like kind of an inside joke in the business. It's pizza day for the newsroom. Every, boss walks around. Hey, here's your pizza, guys.
You're working really hard. Appreciate you.
What's always so funny is that the pizza goes to the people at work, but not all of those reporters and producers who are out in the field busy cranking
the
away.
They're on the grind. The ones that are on the grind get the crust when they make it back to the station.
<Yes. laughs>
But yeah, so it's an exciting day. Do you guys do the early voting, or are you going the day of?
I had intended to early vote, but then I knew that one of my jobs today, Niz, was to report from my local polling place. So then I'm like, well, I got to be there anyway. And for sure, I will be there. So I didn't have concerns that I was going to get stuck and not be able to do it. So I'm going to be in line today.
I voted early.
You did? Yeah. See, I was definitely had a little bit of an urge to more than ever. But something with election day, it's like a holiday for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you're going, you're prideful, it's the day of, let's do it. So,
all right, we'll keep an eye on that severe weather risk. Thanks, Niz, appreciate it.
See you guys later.
1-6. It's coming up in sports at 7:45.
Keep an eye on how much caffeine you or your kid is consuming. A new study shows an alarming increase in young people using caffeine to get that extra kick.
With energy and sports drinks and coffee drinks, all the rage among teens. A new study finds the rate of kids visiting hospital ERs for caffeine overdoses has skyrocketed, more than doubling since 2017 among kids ages 11 and 14, and nearly doubling among older teens. ER visits among boys exceeding girls.
That's ABC's Randy Nally there. So the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends teenagers consume no more than 100 milligrams of caffeine per day. So how much is that?
That means nothing to me.
Right.
What's the number?
So that is about one cup of coffee a day. And symptoms of caffeine overload can be anxiety, heart palpitations, in some cases even heart attacks as well. And it's super easy to check, they say.
When in doubt, take the can, turn it around, and look to see how many milligrams of caffeine are in that beverage, or go online and look it up before giving your child or teen any beverage.
That's according to Dr. Alok Patel there. So he says it's worth taking a look at that can, because we do know that some people crank down more than just one or two of these things.
Yeah, and even if you get like the super large size at a coffee shop of your frappe whatever,
yeah,
you know, and you're a kid, that's could be 2 to 3 times the amount of your daily allotment that one single drink. Mm-hmm. If you're popping 2 or 3 of those a day, it could be problematic. Coming up, their goal was 2 years. They did it in 6 months. That story next. I want to squeeze in this piece of non-election news on this November 5th. The audacious goal, raise in just 2 years $250,000 to support Milwaukee County Parks. And then Molson Coors would match. It created the Cheers to Our Parks initiative. It was launched this past spring. The news this morning is the 2 year goal was shattered in just 6 months. More on that in a moment. First, I just want to bring this back quick. You know, we had Guy Smith in studio.
Yes.
When they launched this partnership
Parks
and
Director.
Initiative. Yes. Executive Director of the Milwaukee County Parks.
We're very thankful that a local sales tax was passed, but that is not enough to sustain. You know, we have $500 million worth of deferred maintenance. We have, you know, 300 full-time staff when we used to have over 1,000. So there's over 15,300 acres, 153 parks that we are stewards of.
That's Guy Smith talking about the Cheers to Our Parks initiative. So what they're looking at is, instead of raising taxes more or cutting services more, option 3 here, corporate partner Molson Coors stepping in with a $250,000 matching pledge. What's their interest? I mean, among other places, South Shore Terrace Beer Garden sells Molson Coors products. You know a lot of Molson Coors at the county golf courses as well.
Yep.
So obviously they have an interest financially, but also they are a corporate citizen and they see a value in the return on investing in the parks. So they put this out, Cheers to Our Parks matching challenge, and they hope to get $250,000 so they could bring it to $500,000 with the match by 2026. They announced just this week they're there with the match at $530,000.
Well done.
Having already exceeded the goal. Cheers to Our Parks, indeed. The 2 year, $500,000 fundraising effort launched and completed in just over 6 months. Now it's ongoing. They're like, all right, well,
hey,
we got
let's
this.
Let's do some more. Let's not be finished.
Let's go. 7:44 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Green Bay Packers confirmed tight end Luke Musgrave had ankle surgery, is expected back late this season. NFL trade deadline is today. Unsure whether the Packers are looking to add any pieces. Listening to head coach Matt LaFleur Monday, what would satisfy him is if his pieces actually started to catch the ball.
When you look at some of the drops, we weren't being really, our fundamentals weren't necessarily right the way we coach it and the way we drill it.
Sent the team on the bye week with a message. Think of one way that you can get better and come back here next week and do it. 1 week from Sunday, Packers will head to Chicago for that noon kick against the Bears.
Had a couple of trades already today. Za'Darius Smith, you know that name. He is now a Detroit Lion. Traded by the Browns to Detroit this morning.
Has he been doing anything in Cleveland?
They need someone since they lost their Hutchinson got hurt, so they needed someone on the defensive line. And the Bears traded a running back, Khalil Herbert, to the Bengals for a 7th rounder, so that's not really going to affect much, but that has already happened.
Monday Night Football, Buccaneers gave the Chiefs a good run.
Fake the handoff, wide open, touchdown Ryan Miller.
ESPN on the call there, Joe Buck. That late touchdown put Tampa Bay within a point inside 30 seconds to go. So then what do you do? You're against the Chiefs. They're really super good.
Well, go for two maybe?
Right. So go for two. They didn't. They kicked the extra point, tied the game, and then Kansas City in overtime marched right down and won the game. Chiefs over the Buccaneers, 30-24. Kansas City unbeaten at a perfect 8-0.
So the Bucs are now 1-6. They took the lead super late in the game against the Cavaliers on Monday night, but it was not to be. They fall 116-114. No Giannis. He didn't play with a strained adductor. Damian Lillard had 36 points in the loss. Bobby Portis, 21-18. So the team now 1-6, but the coach, Doc Rivers, says not really worried about it.
We'll make the playoffs. I'm not worried about that.
You promise? I hope so. Up next,
the
Jazz.
About that? I mean, I'm at least worried about
right.
it.
Jazz are up next for the Bucks on Thursday night right here on WTMJ. College basketball, there's only one way to describe all three games that were played by UW Marquette and UWM.
Boat races.
Yes, all three of them won easy. And Matt Arnold, for the first time in franchise history, a Brewers executive wins Executive of the Year, is voted on by his peers. The vote was before the playoffs. I don't know if that would have mattered. But they announced it on Monday night.
Is there anybody who had to work harder to put his team in a position to be a competitor, right, and to make the postseason than that guy?
Yeah, could not be happier for him. Earned every minute of that, every ounce of that award.
7:48 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mark Tauscher live with us next.
Idea Man.
Pancake legitimately is like, hey, are you wearing a mask today?
Innovator.
Am I really this blank and ugly that Greg Pancake Hill would look at me and say, is that a mask?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Yes, it's the Hulk.
Okay.
Must not be a great mask. This is like the Dwayne Wade statue down in Miami. You think that that's what it is, but everybody kind of looks around like, just wait a second. What? Is that right? No? Yep.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Election day, take quick from you, Tausch. What is your plan for voting? Have you cast your ballot early, or will you be in line somewhere today?
I'll be an afternoon voter. I'm going to be a day of, and, I think it's... This used to be a day that I think everybody was super excited about. Now, I don't know about you. I got trepidation. Like, I just hope everything, I hope somebody wins in a big enough way that we can just move forward. But I don't feel great that that's going to happen. That's where I'm at with it.
I think Eric and I share that sentiment of a decisive win one way or another mm-hmm. would be good for the country in terms of our ability to accept that result and move into whatever that next phase is.
And I know you guys are covering it. You got a big night tonight. I think you're on at 8, right? Is that 8 o'clock, and then you're grinding again tomorrow?
We are on at 6.
Vinny, you look like... Oh, okay. Vinny's like, what the heck are you talking about? It's your reschedule. So you guys will be on early. And the thing that I guess from my end is, and we talked about this earlier this year about how politics has become sports. And sportification and like winning and losing. And yes, there's a winner and there's a loser. But the difference is, from like Detroit and Green Bay. Green Bay gets another shot at it. You want to bury the Lions. You want to get rid of them. And I think the other side of this is that's not what we should be wanting to do. I know that's what happens. And I just hope from a coverage and everything else that it's everything is just so polarized that it's just so we want to. It isn't sports. And we're making it sports, and I hope that trend stops. I don't feel great about that, but I do, and I'll be tuning into you guys tonight.
Well, there's still the horse race aspect of it, right? I mean,
but for
sports, are there many things anymore where we're waiting to find out that result, where you don't know until the game is played what it's going to be? It is similar in that way, huh?
I just told Pancake, this is the Super Bowl when it comes to politics and political coverage and everything else. So there's no doubt this is a monster night. It's a big night for everybody, and it just feels more frayed than ever. And I thought 2020 was pretty frayed, and everybody's nerves, and everybody's kind of so. It does have that sporting vibe, and I guess that's where I'm even maybe a little bit more. Oh, boy, because in the grand scheme, it's more important than sports, and it's obviously more important that things heal and we start moving forward. But hopefully my optimism will be – hopefully there'll be more optimism down the road. Let's get this thing figured out, and then let's roll forward.
I was surprised that the Virginia governor has been traded for the North Carolina governor, a la sports. I'm kidding. That did not happen.
How fun would that be, though, if you could start looking like, you know what? I like the way that senator's thinking. You know what? Let's swap out. And then all of a sudden you start, like, who would be in charge of that? Is it the governor that gets to trade senators? And I don't think that will happen, but at this point, who the heck knows what's going on? And would today be the trade deadline?
Right.
Would it be a year and a half into a term that you could trade? Like, that would be the fun stuff that would be silly and obviously not going to happen. But I'm with you, Eric. That could be.
See, some you'd have to get a Schefter packing up his office, like moving to Georgia.
You'd have to get a Schefter reporting somebody. Arnold Schwarzenegger for somebody else, and there's rumors started that Nevada's governor's looking at this.
Yeah, they're sniffing around. Speaking of
a conditional fifth if taxes get dropped and if this happens.
Are there prospects too? Who would the prospects be? That'd be like
there's some young up and comers. You got to wait till they turn 35, so you got to let that process work itself out.
Could be an office.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there you go.
I like this.
Wouldn't that be a lot more fun than what we're doing? But probably not.
Certainly would. All right, ask him the real question.
Za'Darius Smith was traded to the Lions today. He was a Brown. Other trades are expected. What do you think? Will there be a move made in Green Bay?
No. No, I just don't think so. Green Bay values their draft picks. And if there was a corner that wasn't super expensive, I could see it. I know everybody yesterday after the Saints fired their coach, they're thinking they're going to dump everybody. And Marshawn Lattimore is a really good player, corner. And I think that's the one spot. I'll get some pass rush in here. I think there's pass rushers here. We got to get some things figured out. But you're not going to go and get Max Crosby and any. Detroit tried to do that. There were some guys. But Brian Gutekunst has a belief system. He doesn't want to add a bunch of older players. I think he wants to develop his younger players. And if there is a need or a spot, you go, but it would be for a sixth or seventh. Some of his best moves, because trust me, doing the show with Wilde, we hear all this stuff and people, trade for this guy. The idea of trading for guys with a big name and a big salary and a big age doesn't work out very well. It almost never does. And some of the best moves that Brian Gutekunst has made, I keep coming back to Claypool, not trading for him. The Bears give up a second. What a disaster. The Bill Belichick traded to get the returner and receiver from the Falcons for a second. What a disaster. Those picks are more valuable at this point, especially if you think you have young players that are developing. The only question I'd have from Green Bay standpoint is, can Jair stay healthy? Because if he's not, I do think that adding a veteran, probably not at Lattimore's salary or what comp you'd have to give up, that would be the one spot that I would think you'd want to look at.
Trade deadline, 3 o'clock, our time. Thanks, Tausch.
You got it.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.